Welcome to the black rhino habitats at Monarto Safari Park. We are standing near the lower of the two black rhinoceros habitats. The viewing path runs beside the upper 1 hectare range, then leads down to this 1.8 hectare area. High double fences mark the outside boundaries of these two sites. Male black rhinos are solitary, they prefer to live alone, and very territorial, so the two Monarto black rhinos males are kept apart. In front of us, a waist-high metal mesh fence plus a second electric fence separate the path from the wide open enclosure that is covered with a mixture of grasses and soft dusty earth. Scattered groups of trees are fenced off, as black rhinos will eat the leaves. Well-worn paths follow the inside of the fence line and cross the open space. In their natural environment, each rhino will establish their private paths to use. Scattered big logs, a beaten-up blue plastic barrel, and a 1 meter diameter ball suspended from a frame provide places for exercise, play, and horn sharpening. Most importantly, there is a big central patch of thick, wet mud. The mud wallow. Rhinos love a good roll in their mud wallow, completely covering themselves with a thick coat as it helps them keep cool and stops insects bothering them. A tall open-sided shelter near the center gives shade, and a large shed at the end of each enclosure is used for visits by the keepers. The upper black rhinoceros habitat has similar strong and high double fencing and also a deep 2 meter wide waterless moat. These massive male rhinos weigh around 1,200 kilos. They have heavy shoulders, short thick legs with chunky thighs, big barrel-shaped bodies with a 2 meter girth, and are 1.5 meters at the shoulder. They are around 3.5 meters long, ending in a very small hair-tufted tail. Black rhino's thick, leathery-looking skin, with its plate-like folds at the shoulders and thighs, is the colour of brown or dark grey mud because, well, they like being covered in mud. The big head is designed for being held up high to look around for and browse on the leaves of bushes and trees. Their large oval ears have pointy, hairy tips and swivel continually. The rhino's acute hearing picks up the smallest sounds. The black eyes are quite small, but the nostrils are large. Rhinos have a very keen sense of smell, while the mouth has a muscular top lip for wrapping around the leaves and branches that are their food. And of course, in the center of the snout are the two distinctive horns. These grow from a thick base in a pointed cone shape. The small horn is upper near the eyes, while the big horn is at the front just above the nose. This front horn curves backwards and may be from 50 centimeters to a meter long with a sharp point. The smaller back horn is usually around 30 centimeters long. Black rhinos have very poor eyesight, but very sensitive hearing and smell. Sometimes this rhino will chase the sound of the keeper's truck, then stop and raise his head to sniff as the keeper gets out. For such a big animal, the rhino's walk is almost silent, and his head bobs up and down with each step. Black rhinoceros communicate using infrasonic frequencies that are below the threshold of our human hearing, so you won't hear them today. You may hear the bus and the local cheeky galahs, though.